everybody. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. And this is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, entrepreneur, horticulturalist, musician, and Dr. Bug Lady. I'm delighted to be with you this hour, and I would like to thank you for listening to the show. My guest this hour is the lovely Jennifer Bartley, author of two must-have books, Designing the New Kitchen Garden and American Potager, Handbook, and The Kitchen Gardener's Handbook. When you call in during this hour with a question for Jennifer or myself, or if you'd just like to make a comment, offer a tip, or just say hello, you'll receive as my gift the Arbico Organics Ant Control Kit. The Ant Control Kit comes with 1 7-ounce bottle of diatomaceous earth, crawling insect killer, 1 16-ounce Anser boric acid insecticidal dust, 1 package of taro ant baits, and 1 bottle of Orange Guard natural spray, a $40.32 value, and it's yours for free as my gift when you call in during this hour. Let me give you the number to call. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Our lines are open, so feel free to give us a call. Jennifer Bartley grew up in central Ohio near a ravine, an ancient Indian mound. As a child, she spent countless hours skipping rocks, building forts, picking wildflowers, and walking in the woods. Her family foraged the nearby fields for blackberries, black raspberries, and elderberries, which were quickly made into pies, jellies, or jams. Jennifer holds an undergraduate and master's degree in landscape architecture from the Ohio State University. She's a registered landscape architect, and through her design company, American Potager, helps clients create outdoor gardens that are edible and beautiful. And she's written 2 amazing books. Her first book, as I mentioned previously, Designing the New Kitchen Garden, an American Potager Handbook, and it inspires with photographs of the great edible gardens of France and some American edible gardens, too. It's a book that is visually beautiful and shows how edible working gardens can be gorgeous, and I love that. Her newest book, The Kitchen Gardener's Handbook, is full of ideas, recipes, and design tips on what to grow and when and how to grow it. The book is set up by the seasons, so you get to reveal the beauty of and bounty of spring, summer, fall, and winter. Each season yields special flowers and edibles to be gathered at their peak, and this book will help you live with homegrown food and flowers in every season. Each chapter is full of flowers that can be grown alongside your vegetables, so you always have something to plop in a vase when you harvest your basil or your parsley. And it just so happens that flowers we love to gather for the table are also the very flowers that are attracting beneficial insects to the garden. It's a comprehensive book on how to live with the seasons and stay connected to the garden. Jennifer spent 2 years working on the Kitchen Gardener's Handbook. She planted the seeds, grew the plants, harvested, and created the recipes, cooked the dishes, set the table, and photographed every step. That's amazing. And she does all the writing, photography, and watercolor sketches for her books. It's a homegrown book, and she's proud that the entire book is a work of art. This is the point. We all lead busy lives. Any one of us can grow a little bit of the food we eat, even without help. And now I'd like to invite Jennifer to join me. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener.
Hello, Sherry. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'll tell you, you are an inspiration, and your second book is actually sitting on one of our Master Gardener associates at Arbico Organics, her desk, and everybody was sort of pouring through it the other day. It is really a beautiful book. Thank you for writing it and putting it together.
Well, thank you. My Master Gardener friends actually tell me that they carry it to the garden, they bring it in the kitchen, they turn down pages, they mark pages. So in that way, I guess having an actual copy of the book is very handy.
Absolutely. And what I love, I mean, you're so talented. I mean, the fact that you not only do you, you know, design the gardens, you plant the gardens, you then we're talking about, you know, harvesting everything and then cooking all the meals. And I just love it that it's start to finish. I mean, a lot of us need that help. We may be great gardeners, but we may not be great cooks or vice versa. And so it's nice to have every single step along the way handled for you.
Well, I believe in the connection, you know, of the garden to the table, In France, actually, the potagers, the great edible gardens there, they always were connected to, you know, what was served at the table was always connected to what was growing in the garden.
That's right. I had an experience visiting some friends in Italy one time who... the husband had married an Italian woman, and so they lived in the States, but when they would vacation, they'd go back to their home, and they actually had a home right on the Mediterranean, and that was the exact experience. They would go out to the garden and pick whatever it was that they were going to, whatever was there then became what they were going to eat and make the most amazing dishes because everything was vine ripened. It was ready to go and so delicious.
Well, you know, some of us don't have room for a huge garden, or we may not have the time to devote to a large kitchen garden. My garden, is quite ample, but I view it as a tasting garden. So I'm not planting a lot of one thing. I'm planting a little bit of a variety of things for that very reason, so I can wander out to the garden, eat in the garden, eat my salad from the garden if I want to. But a little of this and a little of that and something that I can harvest throughout the year is possible.
Exactly. So, you know what, we've used this word potager, and I'm not sure that everybody who's listening knows what that means, and your brand, which is the American Potager. Let's explain a little bit about that. And I know that you spent some time in France, quite a bit of time, really studying the way that they garden. Let's hear about that.
Okay. Well, potager, yes, it is French. The jardin potager, French kitchen garden, and potager literally means for the soup pot, for the soup pot. So it is a thing. It is a kitchen garden. Yes, it does translate to kitchen garden, but I feel that it's also a bit of a philosophy too, of living connected to the garden and connected to the seasons. So. Anyway, so potager, yes, it's more than just a thing. It's a designed garden where herbs and flowers and fruits and vegetables are all growing together. So we pick something for the vase. At the same time, we may pick some herbs, and then we pick our vegetables as well.
And I love the fact that it's so beautiful. That's probably the most important thing. We sometimes think that our gardens have to be very linear, and everything has to be just so squared off and whatnot, and trimmed neatly. And I love this idea of having the flowers there, because as you mentioned in your book, there. The beneficial insect habitat that brings in the good insects that can ward off the bad insects.
Yes, you know, as Americans, this is a bit of a new concept to us because we think that we should plant our kitchen gardens like the farm fields around us. So oftentimes we move it to the remotest parts of our landscape. We kind of hide it from view. Well, the problem is we never go there. The hose doesn't reach there. And at the end of the summer, we finally, wander out to the kitchen garden, find that it's completely overgrown with weeds, and we think, well, we'll try it again next year. So really the idea of the potager is that you it's planted near the house. It's incorporated with the landscape of the house. So, yes, it's beautiful. If your best son is in the front yard, then absolutely you plant your edibles there. But you plant it so that it's beautiful. You walk by. It's convenient. You look out the window. You see the fabulous blossoms, flowers, and edibles.
And you're connected. So we're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking some more about these wonderful books. So don't go away.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry, and you're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. My guest today is the lovely and talented and educated Jennifer Bartley. And if you have a question for myself or Jennifer, just give us a call at 855-660-4261. If you have a question that comes up later on after the show, you can always send a quick email to drbuglady@arbico.com. That's Dr. Buglady, D-O-C-T-O-R, Buglady, or D-R, Buglady, at Arbico, A-R-B-I-C-O.com. And she'll be glad to answer your question and give you some solutions. So welcome back, Jennifer.
Thank you.
One of the things that I'm sorry we had to cut you off there, but let's go back to, you were painting this beautiful picture of a garden that is part and parcel of how we live. It's actually an extension of the kitchen in a way, and I agree with you, this situation where a lot of gardeners make the garden way too far away from their home. It's sort of hiding, and they, you know, at the end of the day, it's too much trouble to just walk a little too far to go to the garden. And so there's a disconnect between the garden and the home. And I've actually experienced it myself, because we live on 10 acres. And so we at one time had a garden that we established because it was convenient from a watering standpoint, but it really wasn't convenient from the kitchen gardening standpoint. And I found my own self, you know, like, oh, you know, it's too much trouble to walk five acres to go get to the garden. So I go ahead and just, if you don't mind, I'd really love you to continue with that, because the way you were portraying it was really beautiful.
Well, I do have one rule, and that is plant the kitchen garden near the kitchen. And absolutely for that very reason, so that it's convenient to just buzz out really quickly, grab some basil, grab some parsley, and, you know, it's convenient. But let me just say that I am convinced that the biggest maintenance issue with edible gardens is really a design issue. And this is just what you are saying. If you don't see the garden, if it's not convenient, if it's not on your everyday, you know, route, you won't go to the garden. You won't use it. And so if you plant it and create it where you will see it, my kitchen garden so runs the length of my house. It faces east, so it's right up against the house, really. No problem with sun. I have full sun. And I see it from my office. I see it from, you know, the downstairs room. And it's so beautiful because I'm looking at the flowers. I'm looking at things that are blooming. And I'm watching the hummingbirds come three or four times a day to the blossoms or, you know, the butterflies.
Yes, and you know, I love this idea of, and as you're watching everything, you're at the same time creating. Okay, let's see, I'm going to pick that flower, it's going to go in the vase in the kitchen, and over here, you know, oh my goodness, there's the squash, it's ready to go, and I'm going to mix that with these greens from the salad, and you know, it all just is this, there's this flow and a continuity that's always going on, and it should be that way.
Well, and if we're walking by the garden, say we have it in our front yard, and you know, we go to work, we come home, we park the car, and we walk right beside the kitchen garden. We're going to tweak here. We're going to pick a few weeds there. Pretty soon, our chores are not so monumental. But if you never see the garden, and if you're not connected to it, the chores become overwhelming.
I agree. And, you know, and they're not really so much like chores. It's just something you do naturally. Oh, here, I need to take care of this or a little of that. And so it's just, as you say, it just sort of happens on the way there and back. And it's not something that becomes overwhelming and not fun. We want gardening to be fun. And that's why we say easy organic gardening, because we like the idea of that gardening does not have to be difficult. It should make sense, and it should make us happy. That's the whole idea of gardening is the happiness that we get, the food that we get, and just the whole community that gardening creates for us. I know one of the things that you're really big on is flowers with vegetables. Let's just elaborate a little bit more on that. I know you sort of talked about it, but I think it's so important for people to understand the relationship when we talk about companion gardening.
Yes. Now, I have found, for me, what really works is planting annual vegetables and annual flowers together. most of the vegetables that we're planting are annuals. You know, we plant them one year, we harvest, and then plant something else the next year. So in my beds, and I do have raised beds, which also make it very convenient, so I don't have to tramp, you know, walk on the soil and compact it. But so I'm planting annual flowers like zinnias and calendula and, you know, marigolds and signet marigolds, sweet alyssum, things that are actually attracting beneficials. But I don't have to, completely dig up the beds, when I plant the annuals. So my perennials I like to have near the kitchen garden, but sort of right outside my fence is where I have them. Perennial flowers are also attracting beneficials. But some of the perennial edibles that we can tuck in the shrub border, things like rhubarb, asparagus, blueberries, clove currants, these shrubs are edible and plants are edible, but we don't have to disturb them. You know, they will be there. Asparagus, if you plant asparagus, find a place that you love because those plants will be there for the next 25 or 30 years.
I love that idea that you have the perennials more like they are the ones that are not going to be disturbed, as you say, because they're the ones that just stay there and stay there and stay there, which is so nice because once you get them established, there's not that much you have to do to them, really. And so you've got that sort of the, you know, you lay the ground floor, so to speak, and then things come and go depending on the season. And so it's a really perfect scenario for gardening. And I love the fact that you are planting things like sweet alyssum because, as you say, those are the types of flowers that bring in the beneficial insects, the birds, the bees, predatory wasps, all those good guys. And I know you have a special love for hummingbirds. We're going to have to take a quick break here in about 10 seconds. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about those types of plants that you like to plant that attract hummingbirds. So we're going to come right back. And for those of you who are listening, if you'd like to give us a call, you'll receive as a gift our ant control kit, the Arbico Organics Ant Control Kit, and the number is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. And I just want to mention that we have our brand new fall holiday catalog coming out, and it is 64 pages of amazing natural products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, ranch, pet, and greenhouse. So if you haven't signed up for our free catalog, please go to www.arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com, and sign up for it today, because it's at the press right now, and in about a week it'll start shipping out, and I think you're really going to love it. There are a lot of great products in there, and not only that, when you place your order, just be sure to mention the Easy Organic Gardener, 10% off on all the products. So anyway, my guest is the lovely Jennifer Bartley. Welcome back, Jennifer.
Thank you, Sherry.
And thank you. I just am just so excited that we've got you on the show this weekend, because it's just so perfect right now. This is fall gardening time, and it's exactly what people need. Is for them to be looking at your books, because it's that time when we really want to be inspired. And I love your second book, the way it's set up by the season, so that people, you know, can just jump right in right now and get very inspired. And it's start to finish. So just giving you a big thank you again. And we have a caller from Texas, so we're going to bring our caller on right now. And we have Joe from Texas. Joe, welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Darn well. I started off my morning, though, battling ants. Our home must be sitting on top of a great big ant hill, because this time of the year they just keep pouring in. It looked like the Los Angeles freeway in my family room, and my husband, the fearless ant killer, got out and vacuumed them all up. So anyway, how are you doing? How are things in Texas there?
Well, we're finally getting a little bit of rain here and there, so it's much needed, and hopefully it does everybody a lot of good. But I did call because I had a couple of questions. You know, I listen to the talk radio station a lot, and I always hear about, you know, the heirloom seeds and so on and so forth, and, you know, planting the garden later on down the road. But as of right now, I was wondering, like, is there an option, like an alternative, if I go to the seeds, is there a way for me to distinguish heirloom seeds from hybrid seeds whenever I just go to a regular, let's say, Home Depot or something like that?
Jennifer, I'm going to let you take that.
Well, that's a great question. Briefly, you know, heirloom varieties are plants that from seed, they will come true to seed. For example, if you plant a tomato, the seeds in that tomato, you could then plant the next season and get the very, very same variety. Those are heirlooms. And then hybrids are plants that have been bred, you know, usually companies, seed companies, breed them for a certain quality, and then oftentimes they patent those. So if you plant a hybrid variety of a tomato or other vegetable, the seed from that variety will not come true. You will get something else. So I, in my garden, plant, by the way, I plant both heirlooms and hybrids. They're, hybrids are, that's not a bad, a bad thing. Hybrids mean oftentimes those plants are specially bred for different parts of the country. So they will be disease resistant, that kind of thing. So anyway, to answer your question, is there a way to tell? I think there will be oftentimes markers. I know the nurseries that I go to will say if they're hybrid varieties or if they are heirloom.
Do I have time for one more question?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Go right ahead.
In my backyard, I was trying to grow grass. I spoke to a lot of different people. I have a big oak tree. And due to the, I guess, the lack of water here in Austin and Pflugerville area, it's pretty much nothing but dirt now. But what I was thinking about doing was building a couple of pods, maybe about 2 feet off the ground, and start me a little small garden in there. But with that oak tree being in the backyard, would that be a problem?
You want to create, I'm sorry, raised beds right on top of where the oak tree
Not right by, but on the sides. But due to the limited amount of space, I think I may get probably in between 3, possibly 6 hours of sunlight in the areas around the oak tree.
I see. Okay. Well, that's a great question. So you have, I don't know how big your oak tree is, but of course it's extremely valuable to you in Texas for shade. You do want to be careful digging or planting anything in the root zone of that tree. So you need to be careful about that. One idea, and to plant, to grow things like peppers and tomatoes, the fruiting plants that we love, that requires 6 hours of sun. But other herbs and vegetables like lettuces and parsley and kales can take a lot less sun.
Okay.
One idea might be to create a raised bed that would be on wheels. And you could sort of, it would be self-contained and you could move it, you know, along with the sun.
Okay, I never thought about that. That's a good option. Thank you.
Well, you know, it is a very good option, and I agree with Jennifer. Joe, you certainly don't want to do anything to hurt that tree because it's, you know, it there's so many benefits, of course, to having that tree in the backyard. If you had, if you could. If you're not going to get into the root zone, say on the sides, you could, as Jennifer was saying, you could put in raised beds. But I do like this idea of being able to move to move your garden, if you will. My husband actually did this recently, and what he did is he just, you know, just found, he had just some extra wood around, and he built a platform, like a table, and he put wheels on it, and then he built it up with like chicken wire, so that in our situation, you know, was it really set up to ward off birds and squirrels and that kind of thing. Excuse me. And it really worked very well, and he could move it around, so that's a thought as well. The other thing would be container gardening, which, you know, you can get any kind of container, whether it's just a big old plastic bucket, or if you want to make it, you know, more beautiful, you can, you know, get big terracotta pots or whatever. And that's another thing. You could, you know, you can have some tomatoes, you can have greens, you can have your peppers and your herbs, and that won't interfere either with the tree.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, I'm so delighted that you called. Any other questions, or are you good to go?
No.
All right. Well, call back again. We'd love to hear from you anytime, and we'll be sure and get you your gift, and thank you for calling in and for listening.
Mm-hmm. Will do.
Take care. Bye-bye. So, back to the show. One other little thing. Joe, if you're still listening, I did happen to look up Texas. There's several organizations. There's the Sustainable Seed Co.com. These are seeds that are just for Texas gardeners, and you can buy seeds and seedlings. There's also Texas Heirloom Vegetables. That's TexasHeirloomSeeds.com. So if you just go online and you put into your search, buy heirloom seedlings in Texas, then you can actually purchase those that are suitable just for your particular area. So, and that goes for everybody across the country if you're interested. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking some more with Jennifer Bartley. And don't go away. And if you'd like to talk to us, give us a call. The number to call is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry, and my guest today is the amazing Jennifer Bartley. According to Gourmet Seed, one of the most complete kitchen gardener's aids we've ever seen, from design to cultivation advice to crop suggestions to recipe. Her books have it all, and that's absolutely correct. Welcome back, Jennifer. I just want to be sure that we cover the hummingbirds we sort of got off. Talk about the plants that you like to grow for hummingbirds, because that's something that everybody loves, hummingbirds, and it's just so fun to watch them in the garden.
Yes. Well, one of my absolute favorite plants, it's very easy to grow, scarlet runner bean. So it's an heirloom plant. Thomas Jefferson grew them. The runner beans are a little bit different than the typical beans that that we eat. They are edible, but you pick them young, and they're best when they're young. But they have a beautiful bright red scarlet flower that is also edible, and the hummingbirds love it. So I plant it right outside my window on a teepee and trellises, and they love it.
Sounds beautiful. I love it. And, you know, one of the things that I really wanted to cover is also, you know, this idea of what should people plant if they want edibles but they don't have a lot of space for a garden. I know that's something that you address in the book also, so love to hear your slant on it.
Well, we talked about raised beds. We talked about creating raised beds on wheels. That's a great idea. Or containers. You know, we can have this grand idea that we really want to, you know, maybe change our whole landscape. But I would suggest start small. And raised beds are a great way to do it. They become like a container. And so you plant them and treat them like you would a large container.
Exactly. And I know that you love to grow some special herbs and veggies that you just don't normally see at the grocery store or even at the farmer's market. So let's hear a little bit about your favorite oddballs, if you will.
Well, and Sherry, I wanted to let your listeners know they can find me on the web at AmericanPotager.com. I have links to my books And my newest book, then, The Kitchen Gardener's Handbook, is set up by season. So it's very easy to see food and flowers for every season. So some of the things that I can't do without, you've asked, flat-leaf parsley. Now, that's not so strange, but I love the convenience of it. Sweet Genovese basil, that's the best for pesto. Some of the things that I can't find so easily, with farmers markets now, things are getting better, but I love my purple tomatillos, and I love my cutting celery. Cutting celery tastes like celery, but it looks like parsley, and it's so fabulous in soups and stews. I would say to people who are thinking about growing and making an edible garden, a kitchen garden, and that is plant what you love to eat. If you don't like kohlrabi, you know, or turnips, then, don't plant so many of those.
That makes sense. So tell us a little bit about how you created your own kitchen garden, though. How did it get started, and what can you just sort of illustrate for us verbally what it looks like? Because I love to hear a story. I love to be able to see it through our ears, if you will.
Well, many years ago, I said to my husband, I'd like to build an herb garden. And he said, great, wonderful, go for it. That's going to be your thing, and, go for it.
Wonderful, go for it.
Yes. So it turned out I had a backhoe. I had a friend with a backhoe, so he dug out, 12 inches around the whole area where I was going to build it, and my sons and I built it. We were able to get some free brick. I do say free brick at a very high cost, because it had every single one of those 2,500 bricks had concrete that we had to chip away. But they were tearing down a building in downtown Columbus to make room for a parking lot. And so I had permission to take the brick and reuse it. So we lined the pathways with this brick, this hand-laid brick. We created four raised beds, and it's a tremendous source of joy. My son, when he got married, he had his rehearsal in my little potager. We fenced it to keep out rabbits and other critters, and we love it.
Isn't that sweet, though, that it was so beautiful that they would pick that place to do something so special? That's just lovely. I love that. I wish that we could show a picture of it, but like you said, you can go online, and I want you to say that again and spell it, if you don't mind, because not sure that everybody knows how to spell potager. So if you can just give us the website one more time.
American Potager. So American and Potager is P-O-T-A-G-E-R. Now, I will say, Sherry, that both of my books, I do all the photography and all the writing, actually the watercolors too, for my books, and I've included some really great photos of my garden in both of the books. I am a designer, and I like to inspire people that these gardens can be beautiful, but I also am a realist. Yeah, I don't have a staff of people working for me. As you heard, my husband, said that it was my thing. Now, periodically, he will pick vegetables and things. But so I believe in reality, and I think my books can help you. I have a lot of photos. It can help you see how beautiful the garden can be, and that, yes, you can do it yourself.
Which is what we all want to be able to do. We want to have that independence, and we want it to do its own thing while we watch with as little work as possible, so we can definitely harvest the bounty. And, you know, I know everybody is talking about the bounty. I know that you have some quick ideas and recipes of what we can do with anything that's sort of a bumper crop that we have too much with. But what about all those tomatoes? I know that you've got some things that you'd like to share with us.
Well, it seems like a bumper year for tomatoes, at least for me anyway. And my favorite thing to do with tomatoes is harvest them and cut them up. And I used to do this just with cherry tomatoes, but I'm no longer so particular. So what I like to do is cut them up, put them in a large pan, add some olive oil, good olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, squeeze the juice of half of a lemon, add some coarse salt, coarse pepper, and then put it in the oven at a high heat, 425, and depending on how many tomatoes you have, 25 minutes, you will be roasting those tomatoes. And when they are thickened and lovely, pull it out of the oven, add a little more olive oil, a little more lemon juice. I love this as a salad dressing. I love to eat it with cheese and crackers. And I freeze it then. I put it in small jars and freeze it. And that's how I do my tomatoes.
Wow. Well, I haven't had breakfast, so I'm salivating over here. What a great recipe that is. And there are a lot more of those in the book. So I am just thrilled that we've had a chance to visit with you today. And we've got about a minute left. So I would love you just to, as we go off the air, if you had something to say to our audience, what would you like to say that as your most inspiring thing right now?
Well, I think that plant a garden, plant some food, plant some flowers. Make it beautiful, make it your own, and it will become a special thing. It will become your own little oasis to take you away from the stress of everyday life.
Beautifully, beautifully said, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm so, so happy. And we're going to have another great guest next week. And thank you for all of you who are listening today and for calling in. And be sure and make it a great Easy Organic week. Easy, environmentally and sustainably yours, EASY. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.